we are going to have UV disinfection. That's not new. That was installed in 1999. But the components of that UV have been damaged by, you know, lightning or just from general wear. The problem that we're having is it's very hard to maintain a level of treatability with the wastewater and maintain our permit with stuff that's failed or failing. We want to be proactive instead of reactive. The way that you can think about like the UV lights, while it's still functioning, if you have a TV and you have 30 channels, we're stuck on one channel. So it's still doing what it's supposed to, but we've lost any change that we can do to the system to maximize its efficiency.